greatest blessings of God. Follow those who are faithful and are willing to suffer. Don't equate joy and happiness to be the same. Jesus walked in the joy of the Lord, but it wasn't pleasant. His joy was finding delight in fulfilling the will of God. That was always a mystery to me. How do I find joy in suffering through this life? How do I find joy in suffering in what I don't understand? There's some people that's passed away that to this day I don't understand why they had to go. And there's been some situations where people had wronged me, and I still don't know to this day why it had to be this way. And there's been some times that I had a lot and then immediately was struck with a situation where I didn't have. And to this day, I don't know why that had to happen. But every time I look back, I find that not too far away from Judea was somebody that spoke life to what I thought was too far gone, that brought life to something that I'd already given up on. And all that they had left when he got there was, God, he's already dead, and he's already 4 days dead. But this I know, that whatsoever you ask, that you will provide. Speak to those things, church, that are not as though you would want them to be. God, I know that things are difficult in my life, in those who are wronging me and coming against me. But God, I believe somebody needs to just hear that and put it in your prayer life. But God, I know. For when we don't ask by faith, the devil's right there to meet you and to torment you until you have no faith left within you, and you're to a place where you don't become faithful to God, but faithful to your past comforts. If you ever went off on somebody and it felt good in the past, when you're not faithful in your life to God, won't you find yourself back being that same old way, doing the same old thing? But I don't know about you, but I've been through too much in my life today to ever go back to the person that I once was, because I've tasted of too much of God to ever deny him. And I've went through too much and been blessed too great to ever deny, to ever say that he's going to fail me. The church of God today does not want to hear that you have to suffer. But I can promise you, even if you leave this walk of life before me, as long as I'm still preaching and as long as I'm still breathing, I will never let people think that life goes without suffering. Kids that are growing up want everything paid for, everything given to them, no effort. They just think they deserve a smartphone with a data plan without any work. And then when they get that phone, they don't want to give it back to you so you can keep up with it and look at it because they think it's theirs. But I found that everything that I have is nothing to do with me, but it's all to do with God. Everything he's ever given me that is audible has been something that has built up my faith. Isn't that amazing that every good thing that God has ever done is the very reason you still believe and are still showing up today? You're not recalling somebody that such and such said 20 years ago, but you're looking at all the times that God has blessed you, and come hell or high water, 20, 30, 40 years down the road, I'm always going to tell people that if you'll be faithful in suffering, you'll be blessed to victory. If you'll be faithful to believe the word of God, you will be blessed. You don't need a church to be on fire to be blessed. You don't need people patting you on the back to be confident. You don't need reassurance every day to be reminded of the good things that God is doing for you. I'm not talking to rookies here in this place right now. I'm talking to people that know God and know how to find the will of God. I'm talking to people right now that if the next time that you get to come in here, I want to see you on fire even more than you were tonight. And the next time that you come, I want to see you even more on fire than you were the time before. Because if we really started taking authority daily over the things that the devil is beating us up with hour after hour after hour, we would sleep better. We would be a better sound mind. We wouldn't worry about when people try to pick fights with us, but we'd shake the dust off of our feet as a testimony against them and say, you pushed me as far as you're going to push, but I'm going to serve the Lord and pray for you that God will bless you in your house. The ultimate end is that not your enemy be destroyed. That would have been the case in the Old Testament, but then now we know that it is that they be at peace with us, for we walk in the love of God. You see, the wrath of God is he appointed those to go forth and destroy the enemy. If we lived in that world, there'd be nobody left.
Everybody'd already be smitten, smacked, beat up, stoned, and threw away. But thank God he saved us before it was too late. I hope that this has been something that will fulfill you and provoke your thoughts over the next few days, because you might be at Judea in that house wondering where God is. And that's who God sent me for tonight. Those of you wondering and waiting. The Bible makes reference to these moments of waiting. Some people misinterpret this form of waiting as I just literally need to sit still until an audible voice comes and shakes me from my seat. But if we all live like that, who would sing in the choir? Who would preach? To wait is to be in anticipation of, I don't have it yet, but I'm waiting on the Lord. That is how you wait. You're faithful in when you don't have it. If I'm in the line at Walmart to get my groceries, and there's five people in front of me and five people behind me, and I've been standing there an hour, I'm not the kind of guy that pushes the cart away and says, I'm going home. I joke with my cousin all the time, we have came too far to go home. I have came too far in my life to give up now. You might be seeing other people in front of you getting their blessing, getting their payday, and you're like, well, God, when's it going to be, man? When is it going to be for me? To whom little is given, little is required. I'm not preaching to babes. I'm preaching to those to whom much is given, much is required. What is the much that we're talking about? Much is faith. To whom a little faith is given, those that need to have a relationship, it only takes a little bit of faith to begin to believe. To those that will receive, even when they have little faith, God's not going to smite them down if they fail the first couple days. His grace is there to pick them up. But for those of us that know and understand the purpose of God, walking by the word is required. We are not exempt. James said, translated, we are without excuse. I don't have a reason not to. I try to come up with them all the time, but they're never good enough. It might work for Friday night, but by the time Saturday afternoon comes, so much guilt on me from not making it, so much torment of knowing that people missed what I had to give, that I have to walk being ashamed. And I don't want to be like Adam and Eve, where every day of my life, I'm moving on with my life. Yes, I've failed in my past. Yes, I come short from time to time. But I still believe that when I don't have it, it's coming. And when I don't see it, that doesn't mean that God's not moving. God moves in the things that are supernatural to you. It's not even a requirement of a blessing to appeal your senses for something to see, to hear, to smell. You can read about the prophecy of Joel, or even when Peter brought it out at the Pentecost sermon, that old men shall dream dreams, young men shall see visions, and that he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. That means there's no one that is exempt, and we all have something to see by faith. He's not going to give you a vision of your detriment. We do a pretty good job of seeing that on our own. Look at our problems and look at it and say, you know, nothing's changing. I have these people at work. I'll push something out there for them to review. And it's not even had enough time to get to where they can get it. And they're already popping around my cube. Hey, Jared, just wanted to let you know that what you said was supposed to be there is not really there. And I'm like, just give it time. Just give it a few minutes. Be patient. There are all kinds of people that are great at identifying problems. I found that even Christians are better at it than others, because we feel like that holiness gives us a right to judge people, but that is not what holiness is. We are not defined by holiness. Holiness is a attribute of having the Holy Spirit. When you get saved, you don't cuss. You know, it's just those common sense things that happen in your life that you know. It provokes good things out of you. The conclusion of this story is that Lazarus was brought forth to life in a situation that science said it could not happen, that family had already given him up and grieved. Even Jesus was sad over this death, but he was bringing something out to them that he said that this death isn't just for this world, but the glory of God through this. He was saying there will be something good that comes out of what you perceive as too far gone. That's powerful. You can ignore everything else I've said, but that's powerful. Jesus will show up and make things to be what will work for your good. That doesn't mean make you happy, but will work to build your faith. I can't promise you that when you leave here that you're going to have all of this ready and equipped to take on the world. But I'm challenging you to at least try. The next time you walk into that situation, some of us are on the mountain and it's easy to praise God when you got in here, and some of us are in the valley and are here weary tonight, and God has sent this word for you to remind you that during the season of seeking and looking for God to come, that his glory would come forth from your trial, to not be weary, to not look at it as an absence of God, and to remind yourself, not just by the feeling, but through his word, that the word of God would provoke, would stir up that which is anointed in you. And by that, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Jesus had the word against Satan when he was in the wilderness. And we have that same word now against our imps and demons that roam this earth to destroy us. It's hard to go out and be on the road and minister and preach and sing all the time, because I know that as sure as we go, the devil's going to be right there ready to destroy, because he doesn't want it to continue. And anytime you ever do a good thing for God, you can guarantee the devil's going to be right there. Just like that he was wanting to go after Job. He said, I can't touch him because you have a hedge about him. But then there'll be a season of time where we'll be tested. Will we still hang on when we don't see? There are many people that aren't sitting in these pews that have given up because they haven't seen it. And I am not here as a word to come down hard on anybody. But what I'm asking you is to think and ask yourself, can I be faithful over these few things right now? Can I hang on a little longer? And you know what? You can. You can. You can do all things through Christ, through what is provided from the Word of God, and through the peace you feel in your soul. I hope this has blessed you. You go out of here different because of the word. And you let the enemy know that we're done. The same old thing, you're not going to get me this way. Don't tell me you're not tempted in the lust of whatever you desire. You've got to tell the devil, we're done and I'm moving on. And as you make that commitment, be faithful and see what God does. But you got to wait there long enough to get it. Don't leave your buggy in line and walk away, because you can come back to God and be forgiven, but you don't have everything you desired that you brought with you. Why would you pay a price for something and not get it? I would dare not pay $300 for groceries and not wheel it out to my car and say, here, somebody else take my blessing. It's mine. I paid the price for it. I fought. I was faithful. It's mine. I'm going to eat my Eggos at 11:30 at night, and I'm going to like it. Peanut butter and jelly at times, honeycombs at other times. But it's mine. I worked hard. I worked 50, 60 hours a week, and I'm going to eat cereal, and I'm going to love it. I'm going to suffer over it and make my shirts tighter than they should be. But it's mine. And when you let God bless you, you'll come in with praises that says, you see that thing I just went through? This is my moment. This is the glory of God out of me that I'm able to be thankful. If I can get you to laugh or do something, we're making progress. We all have something to be thankful for. Don't give up on your buggy. Wait. Be faithful and patient to others that don't deserve it, because they're out. The enemy, through other people, are out to destroy you, to come against you. And most of all, not you think that people are out to get your money or your possessions, but what they're really after is what's beyond that, your faithfulness. He was speaking to Jesus' weakness in the wilderness. He said, take this stone. You're a little bit hungry. You look kind of skinny. You've been out here for days. Why don't you turn this thing into bread? Eat this. Man shall not live by what we seek for that is audible, but we must learn to live by the word of God. Do you understand where we're going with that? It's not just living by asking for the audible blessings. Lord, one of my tires went flat and I can't afford another one. I need you to help me with this tire. It's not always just those things that are audible. Lord, touch my child so that they're not always a jerk to me when I just try to ask them how they're doing. It's not always just the audible things. You've got to have patience to handle that. But we're talking about keeping your faithfulness, because you just don't know when a hard time's going to come up. And I'm here tonight to help you be prepared. I have most of my family here tonight, and I'm so thankful. But one day, he might call one of them unexpected. Will I still be faithful? I work hard to pay for the cars that we drive, me and my wife. If I wrecked one tomorrow, would I still be faithful? If everybody I know comes against me, I feel people that are coming against me, but God, will I still be faithful? But in the words, I believe it's of Mary, God, I know that whatsoever you ask, God will perform it. Don't live in the house and feel empty, but walk by the word of God, that you can be that one to speak every day into your Lazarus and see God begin to move. I love you. I appreciate you. Know that I do this for you and not for me, because I know that if I'm obedient, God will take care of me. He adds whatever I need. I don't worry about it. Jesus said, if you wanted to be a true disciple, don't worry for the scrip or purse that you carry on you. Spoke to a rich man and said, if you want to be light of load, go sell everything you have. We don't want to sell out. We're too busy in the fight. There are people busy in the fight for things that are audible. Don't get lost in that stuff. It's not what defines you. Your faithfulness is what defines you. Job, when he had been faithful to not give up, that's all that he had left. When he was faithful to not give up, he said, nevertheless, though he slay me, nevertheless will I serve him. And if that's all you've got, that's still enough to be blessed even double upon generation beyond your life. Just imagine what you could do if you had powerful faith. We begin to see people be changed in the moment we just lay our hand upon them. Those are not things that are in the past or were only done by the apostles. That's the kind of faith that God wants to bring out of this generation. If we were relying on the faith of them, can you imagine the line that was trying to line up to get to the last apostle before he passed? And when he passed, they'd say, well, no hope for the rest of us. We might as well go to the house and find a new religion. But the power is with us. It was given on Pentecost. And we have that same power to hang on today. Even in uncertain, wicked times, when we're seeing the near of the end of this earth, we can still have hope through Christ that one day when he calls us, we'll be found being faithful and not being found inside of the world, giving in to everything that the world would appeal us with. Hang on and be faithful, and you will see God bless you.